This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Joe, before we return here, let's let people know we are inviting you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets from March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers, real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages are available at Ticketmaster. Get all the info at WQAM.com. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and up and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood. Sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda.
We have those conference games coming up. Conference.
We're underway. Yep.
And then from there, it'll be fun.
We'll see Sunday action.
Yeah. See what happens. By the way, a little bit later on the show, speaking of basketball, Jay Lucas, the new Canes head basketball coach, not football coach. I got football in the brain here today. Sorry about that.
Jay Lucas, get you to flip over to March mode here, man.
Jay Lucas knows a thing or two. We'll ask him. Duke, number one team in the country.
Yeah, his former team is pretty good.
Pretty damn good.
Yep. I'm interested, by the way, to hear this interview today. I know you're going to ask about how he's going to look to build his team and all that stuff, and definitely interested what he has to say, because I think it's probably a different approach at Miami, than if you're at Duke.
So his big thing is he's been a great recruiter. Obviously, that's a big part of this, being able to recruit and get the right guys. Got to get the right guys. And do you do it? Because Duke's had success, as we just saw. They got a guy right out of high school. He's going to be the first pick. When you get a guy right out of high school today and he's the first pick, you know you're rolling, man. That's a LeBron James special right there. You get that guy. But, then the transfer portal's also important to get. And guys aren't happy. Their team's not very good to money and all the things in between, and they jump schools. So we'll get into all that and get into his – I'm guessing by now he's had a chance to talk to the coaches to see if he's going to keep any of the UM coaches that were on the staff before, if there's any value there. Plus, there's probably a couple of guys. He got to see them up close here, and when Duke and Miami played, see if there's any of those guys he wants to keep. Are there some young guys that want to stay? Because they're obviously getting poached already by other schools. It's just a down and dirty business, man. And I'm guessing Jay Lucas, like Mario Cristobal, goes, let's play, right? These are rules? Okay, let's play.
So I think he's probably going to be a transfer portal guy, right, as opposed to going and hitting the high school kids. I mean, that would be my guess, right, at least to start.
Well,
because I think getting the high school kids is going to be tough. So Duke has three guys that are drafted probably in the top 10 that are all – two are 18, one's 19.
Okay, well, they're going to have another guy that plays at Columbus High School that's going to be one and done too.
Yes.
This Boozer kid is.
Yes.
He's unbelievable. There's two brothers.
But so how does Miami approach this? I mean, you got to think it's transfer portal, right?
Yeah, to start with.
Transfer portal. Until you can prove at Miami that you're like a good one and done type place.
Yeah, but
because Duke kind of got that thing. Duke's like the Alabama. Remember Alabama was like every year.
This thing, Woody, you know more about what happened this year than I do, and I'm not looking to get you in trouble here this morning.
No,
but it just looked like guys more worried about money. Guys,
I don't think that's exclusive to this.
Well, I'm just talking
program though.
No, I'm talking about this program though. Right now.
Okay.
And then on top of that, there's some guys, let's be honest, this for 2 years now, there have been guys questioning whether they could play or not in games, decided after warm-ups not to play.
Yes.
Come on, man.
And it's, but again, like,
come on, man. Who doesn't want to go out and play a basketball game?
Like, we had Syracuse come in. They were at a depleted roster, Virginia. I mean, these are teams that have been really good, man. These are like Final Four caliber teams usually, and they have been all depleted. Their coaches are gone, but... Yeah, that has been an issue for Miami over the past couple of years. But, again, I don't think this is a Miami issue. I think this is a culture of college sports issue.
I think everybody is looking for that guy. Obviously got talent, but just loves to play. I hear that. Now I hear that in Parcells used to say, man, I'm just looking for gym rats. I'm looking for guys when they're done. They really have no life, and they want to just hang out and lift some weights or want to just hang out and eat a little, stay in the dining a little bit longer and just want to be around.
So what are you going to do, man? You're going to go recruit these kids and measure their heart?
I don't know how to do that.
Come
listen,
on, like 17-year-old kids.
If everybody could figure that out, then
we want to check if you have any heart here. By the way, we're going to give you $1 million to come play, but you'll see how that affects things.
Well, that's
I mean, come on.
That's the ongoing problem. You talk about going from being super poor in high school to all of a sudden you're handed a big check because you're McDonald's All-American up, you know, and getting some of those guys or guys that in these top travel league teams in the country and now you. Yeah, those guys, everybody handles it differently. I can't even imagine coming out of high school. You know, my parents were pretty strict about the rules. We didn't have any money. My mom and dad, high school education, but hard workers. But they didn't believe. I've told that story that one school gave me a car. We had one car for the whole family, and I lived in a smaller town, 10, 11,000 people. And one school gave me a Lincoln Continental of all cars. Big, comfortable ass. And my mother saw what was going on. My dad was kind of like, he kind of went along with her. But I think I could have sold him. She said, that thing's got to go. So I got a way to get to school then. We got to all do this. That thing's got to go. Give it back. Everybody's different, man. Everybody's different. Cause I know when I had that and it had some hundreds stashed in it, it had $100 like, oh, gas is expensive in this thing here. Here's some money with it. Hell, I was ready to go on the dotted line right there for that one, man. So, but man, it's a lot. By the way, see the cars guys are driving. Yeah. It just changes your first car and it's friggin' really nice. And, you know, that thing about work and get your, you know, say, hey, it is my job now. I'm in college and playing sports and I'm getting paid. And I'm really good. That's why they gave me this money. But you hope they want the bigger picture to keep being great. And I want to do it. If you get I think Cam Ward, man, is my new poster child. Like Cam Ward got $1.5 million. And I was like, damn, man, $1.5 million friggin' dollars. Like this, remember Woody? I was like, I thought everybody was going to get fit. I sound stupid. I thought everybody would get maybe 50 grand, but not 1.5 million. And Cam Ward came in and like, I'm not happy with this. I'm pissed because I heard where I was going to get drafted last year. I just use this place to show everybody how good I am, but I'm going to be the first pick in the draft. And it happened. Like Cam was not happy. Just making, he could have, making over $100,000 a game to be a quarterback in college. And he's like, no, that's not the goal. No, no, hell no. The goal's that $30 million signing bonus you get when you're the first overall pick. That's my goal. My goal is to not only that, show everybody I can play. My goal is to get that second contract and get that $250 to $300 million. Those are the guys you want. Those are the guys you want. But, man, it's a lot of money. You can get spoiled and change real quickly when all of a sudden you got a lot of money in your pocket. And you used to go to bed, and maybe now that you got money, you can go to any club you want. That might change things a little bit. All right. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Omar Kelly going to join us at 8 o'clock. And Jay Lucas, Hurricanes basketball coach, going to join us at 9 o'clock. That man has jumped right in. I can't wait, man. Can't wait to talk to him. Big fan of his father's. Never get this, Woody. I remember when John Lucas was not only a great basketball player, but was playing tennis. I remember reading about that, and I thought that, like, that doesn't happen. He's not only an All-American basketball player, but he's a great tennis player. Anyway, we got a lot more stuff.
You're going to talk tennis the whole interview?
No, I'm not. Okay. I knew you were going to say that. What, you think I'd go, hey, Jay, you going to have a chance to go to the Miami Open one day? I'm not.
You want to invite him
out? I did write that down, but I'm not going to say that. Hey, I do want to tell you, though, Woody, this morning about your South Florida Chevy dealers. I do. I love talking about the SUV family and the truck family. I'm not taking away from anything else going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers right now. But starting with the big boys, the big, and I mean big, expanded, comfortable 2025 Tahoes and Suburbans are unbelievable. But if you want to downsize it a little bit, don't worry. You're still getting everything you need with the all-new Equinox, to the 2025 Traverse. Boy, all the things they've done. You talk about comfortable. And it just sat in one like a month ago. Spacious, comfortable seating for everybody. Backseat, I always go at 6'4". I like to jump in the backseat, see what it's like. I mean roomy, plenty of room for your cargo. It's got that turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. Also helps you get better performance there. And then let's go right over to the trucks, man. The trucks really are. They are the cleanup hitter in your South Florida Chevy dealers. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, by the way, before I forget. And we got a truck absolutely perfect for you and your lifestyle. Silverado trucks, man. I'll tell you, they got four choices of strong options for the engine. It's perfect for the work you need done. Whether if it's about power, boy, I'll tell you what, they've got it all for you. Everything you need. It's like they've custom made a truck perfect for your lifestyle. I call it the hardest working bed in the business, helps conquer your toughest jobs, and can work 7 days a week just like you do. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Been watching this free agent, tier one, tier two, and today official signings this afternoon, and more guys still out there, more guys if you're looking now. I think probably reality's kicked in on a lot of guys like, hey, no offers for good money at this point? Not looking good. I don't know if some guy's going to try to wait and see, stay in shape, and wait closer to the season to start and see. But yeah, it's an interesting one. Yesterday was kind of a crazy day. Just getting back some of the stories overall in the NFL. Joey Boza, St. Thomas Aquinas, his dad John, and Eric Kumro, his uncle, and his brother Nick. Joey's had a heck of a career with the Chargers. Had a lot of injuries. A lot of injuries, missed a lot of games, and they let him go. They released him. And I had no idea. I was surprised he got as much as he did because of the injuries. And they're going back and forth. The Dolphins made an offer. You're guessing it's probably not a great offer. And the 49ers are a little tight on money. They're getting rid of everybody's brother right now. And the Buffalo Bills step up and go, hey, we'll take him. We need a pass rusher. 1 year. $12.6 million for Joey Bosa is now going to Buffalo after everything there. The Colts situation, which everybody's been talking about this, no surprise. Daniel Jones, who was released last year by the Giants and ended up, I think, on the practice squad, if I'm not mistaken, with Minnesota. Daniel Jones is now going to compete for a starting job with Anthony Richardson. So Anthony Richardson hasn't exactly worked out here as a first-round pick out of Florida here just a few years ago. So they said, hey, man, given Daniel Jones 1 year, $14 million-plus incentives, you guys, open job for minicamp and summer camp. We'll see who the guy's going to be. And then the other one that's just hilarious. He strikes again, man. He strikes again. Aaron Rodgers, who has been saying he wanted to come back. I think he's made it clear to everybody, I want to keep playing, and, you know, I like relationships on teams. Maybe that's more important even than winning games and all that stuff. So because we have a shortage of quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers looks like he's got his choice between the Giants and the Steelers to be the starting quarterback. Meanwhile, Russell Wilson, I don't know how he's feeling. But they're going, just hang in there, Russell. We'll get back to you. We'll get back to you. And I mean, I don't know how he feels about all that, but that seems to be what's going on there. Isn't this – now, I know they're saying Aaron Rodgers also wants to be compensated properly. I'm sure he'd like to get what the big guys are getting, right? Get back in that party. Try to get another big two-year contract. I don't know what it's going to be. And so that could be holding things up. But isn't this a no-brainer if you want to play football? Don't you go to the Steelers over the Giants? Isn't that what you do? Hey, Russell Wilson, you go. They're probably going to draft a quarterback anyway. Here, you go be the starter till that guy's ready. So Aaron Rodgers holding things up. They had this big debate on why and why should he hurry. He's got a right to really – think things through, and well, why? I mean, you want to play, go one or the other. Start thinking about money, and he's looking at, well, am I going to have a chance to be successful? And the thing that gets me, too, listen, he's going to be playing in that same stadium where he hasn't had great success the last couple of years. And that's where the Giants also play. I don't know. Maybe Giants.
It wouldn't be an NFL offseason, though, if you didn't get jerked around by Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
So anyway,
I've been doing this for a long time now.
I'm going to have to wait. Season. I got to wait on this. I don't know.
Do I want to play?
Meanwhile, these teams are going, we'd like to know, man, because we need to get somebody.
I'm shocked that a team like the Steelers is even thinking about a guy like that. Shocked.
So I have this theory, too, that the people inside the business of the NFL think Aaron Rodgers is better than the people on the outside. Because I hear people rip him all the time, and he's a chemistry killer, and he's bad for teams. And I think Aaron Rodgers is still good, and I'm one of the few who thinks I think he can still play. I don't think it was just a Dolphins thing. He played well against the Dolphins in two games. He did. He played well in both games against the Dolphins. Hell, they should have won both games, truth be known. And so, anyway, we're waiting on Aaron. It's just hilarious, though, that I go, look at this. Who'd have thought here we are in day two of free agency yesterday, and guys are arguing whether some don't like Aaron Rodgers. A lot of it is because it's amazing. One thing about Aaron Rodgers, you either like him or you don't. I think everybody admits he's had a Hall of Fame career. I think we're way past that. But you either like the guy or he rubs you the wrong way. And a lot of it doesn't have anything to do with football, although his football's obviously dropped off. He's not the same quarterback he was with the Green Bay Packers. We'd all agree with that. He's winning MVPs and all those things. But the things he says, and he tries to jump into politics a little bit and the conspiracy theories. And, he remember there for a minute he was going to run in the Independent Party. He was going to be, run as the vice president and all that stuff. And that lasted about two or three days. But he just does and says stuff. Some people are turned off by all the family stuff. And, like, dude, you haven't talked to your mom in 14 years. Are you kidding? Like, nothing? And so all these things go on. So he, and I know a guy that's really good friends with him, who I like a lot. And I think he roomed with him in Green Bay for a year or something. And obviously he said, man, if you're a friend, he's a really good guy. If he's one of your guys, he treats you like you're loyal to him. He's super loyal to you. But if you're on the outside, he can really rub you the wrong way, right? He just, things he says, he does, that just, but he's still got some talent. I agree. I think he can still play. I'd love to see him. And those are two big NFL markets, man. The New York Giants, and I know they haven't been great for a while now, but the Steelers, again, people think he'll destroy the Steelers. I don't think he will. I think that head coach has got too strong a personality to let that guy ruin anything. I think Aaron Rodgers respects that guy that not to do some of the things he did with the Jets. I think he'll get it. I don't think that's going to be a problem. By the way, if you watch what the Dolphins have been doing, you're just joining us this morning, low cost. So if you're wondering if they're going to blow it out because they're worried about their jobs and all that stuff, no, that's not. But they have been responsible not to destroy this cap and put us in hell over the next few years. This is what they needed to do. And it's not sexy. It's not sexy getting tier two guys and everybody's going, what's going on? And then the first guy you sign is Zach Wilson. You're like, really? That's where we are as the Miami Dolphins? And they went out and got guys probably more by what they take. I think some of the agents have already come out and said, listen, they're Dolphins. We're interested in some of our guys, but they weren't offering enough money. Guys want to get caught. They want to get as much as they can. They understand you can't play this game forever because of injury, and injuries start to affect your play and all that stuff. You got to get what you can. I get it. But so they got a couple of safeties. Got a guard, all could be starters, and they got a third wide receiver who should be the third wide receiver. He's that good. Should be. And if one of those other two guys can't play on the outside, he can step in and he'll be fine. Guy they signed. Had 9 touchdowns last year. So we'll talk more about that and the safeties. And they got some of these guys, they're able to get them at a lower price because they've been injured. They didn't play a lot last year. They were backups and then had to start and those type of things. So the Dolphins were able, and some of these guys get a fresh start for them, chance, because these are all short-term contracts, to play well and make more money. Most of them are under the age of 28. So good opportunity for them right back. The thing that everybody was talking about yesterday was the Zach Wilson situation. Why Zach Wilson? Why not a guy that's got more experience, that's had success, come in? For me, and you're going to hear this from Mike McDaniel, I think Mike liked Zach Wilson a lot out of college at BYU. I think he looks and says, you can't go by anything after Sam Darnold. You can't go by anything that's happened with the Jets. They've been dysfunctional with quarterbacks. That I think, like I did with Tua, I can get this guy's confidence back, help his fundamentals, get his footwork, get all that stuff with my coaching staff that I like, and he likes his guys on offense a lot. That I can get him ready to play and get him looking like a second-round pick and not like a guy that's been a bust in New York. He didn't play at all last year now in Denver. But I think Mike looked at all that stuff and said, that's a guy, comes in, wants to be really good again and show everybody I'm going to take a chance on him.
Well, look, if he ends up playing significant games, your season's screwed anyway for the most part, right? And you're probably looking at a rebuild because you whiffed on your quarterback.
Well,
he misses 5 or 6 games this year, I mean, he's, you know, and especially if they're head injuries.
So, Woody, let me just say this. They have to put that into consideration when they're making these moves that, you think they're all saying, all right, Tua's playing 17. They don't know. And history has said he won't play 17. He's done it once.
But if he doesn't, though, and he misses 5 or 6 games, then you're looking at a situation where you need to move on from him, right?
Well, let me just say this. If Zach Wilson doesn't play well and he has to play 5 or 6 games and he looks like what we just saw with Skylar Thompson, then everybody gets fired quickly. Everybody gets fired for letting that happen. That will be the first thing when they call him in. By the way, it happened last year. They're going, really? You guys decide on Skylar, and now we're all sitting here, find out he can't play?
I just think you have much bigger problems if that guy ends up playing half the season.
Oh,
or a quarter of the season, or whatever. I think you have much bigger problems than that.
I think that's the biggest, because if you had two of the whole season, you would have won some of those games last year.
Yeah, but again, like I don't know how much that matters at the end of the day, but because this team was still very flawed, but like if you lose Tua for another 5 or 6 games, you essentially are at the point where you do need to find a new solution.
Well, yeah,
that position long term.
Yes,
so
yes, but
you're back to square one again, right?
But the other thing is, if Zach Wilson has to play 4 or 5 games next year, somewhere between the 4 he's missed and the 6 that Tua has missed, and it happens again with the hip or the, you know, hopefully not another concussion. I can't imagine.
Yeah, I was going to say, you better go hip, man.
Friggin' or something
else.
Another concussion. But if that happens,
he gets KO'd on the field again, that's got to be.
And this guy comes in and he looks lost, then, then by the way, it's a bad look for the head coach because the head coach was involved in that
decision. I would chill on your expectations, is all I would say here. This has an Odell Beckham feel to it.
No. Listen, I'm not saying you necessarily win those games. It might be against tougher part of your schedule. But you still need to – that guy can't come in and play like he's never seen the field before. Skylar Thompson looked awful.
Okay,
awful.
But I just – you know, I would be
right,
realistic with my expectations for this guy.
Well, they just named him, giving him a 1-year, $6 million deal guaranteed that he's a guy.
He was the best of what was remaining.
He's the guy.
There's not a lot left.
He's one of the first guys taken.
Well, there's still not a lot
right
left.
Into it. There are a lot of old guys there.
Older guys.
All right, we got to go to break there, man. We've got more stuff to get to here this morning, including Hollywood's headlines, before we get to Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist. Listen, man, we got to get some things figured out here, man. I know there is not a lot of confidence in Dolphins world right now. The confidence level right now in the offseason, not real high right now. I understand it. I get it 100%. And I'm kind of watching to see what this group's going to look like. And going, you better have yourself one hell of a draft. And I mean a draft that produces quickly. Have I said that every break now for the last 2 weeks?
Yes.
All right. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about something very important. Marlins baseball is almost back. Baseball is going to be back. Spring training going on right now. But March 27th, the Marlins will face off against the Pirates. You've never seen an opening day like this before. It's Marlins baseball infused with the best of 305 to create opening day. Get ready for the hottest fiesta in Miami featuring the biggest names on and off the field. South Florida legend Dan Marino kicks off the fiesta with a historic first pitch. Get ready to celebrate Sandy's comeback season. Stay tuned for surprise icons lighting up the post-game concert. This is a can't-miss global event. It's happening right here in Miami, and it's right around the corner. Don't miss the biggest party of the season, opening day. Whole world's invited to get your tickets today. Marlins.com/tickets.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Woody, how you bouncing back, man? We had a lot of drama yesterday. We didn't talk about. We can't talk. We're not allowed to talk about. But you're okay.
Yeah. I was gonna say I'm not bouncing back well, but we're gonna roll through. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Speaking of not bouncing back, Tiger Woods had surgery for a ruptured left Achilles. Got looked like practicing at his house.
Ooh, man. That guy has officially broken down. It all started, man. You know when it started. She put that two iron over his head in Orlando.
Yep.
When he had to come clean. Ever since then, one thing after the other.
Yeah, it says he was ramping up training and practice at his home. And again,
he's been doing that forever. Like,
yeah.
I have great respect for the Achilles. I don't know about you, but before I do anything, first thing I do is stretch that Achilles because that sucker takes forever to heal.
All right, let's go to baseball here, Joe. We got baseball around the corner, and the Yankees had to put out some of their numbers. This is what a World Series run can do for you. The Yankees reported a franchise record $411.7 million in sales for tickets and luxury suites last year, a 40% increase over 2023. The higher total included $101.9 million in sales from the postseason ticket and suites during the Yankees' first trip to the World Series since 2009.
Wow. Jeez. Generating a lot of cash there, Woody.
I don't know if the Marlins have to put out those numbers or not, but I'm guessing they didn't do as well.
We're a different level.
What do you think?
Yeah, we're just trying to build up our minor league system, Ryan. We're trying to figure out who can play of all these guys we've traded for in the minor league system.
Sure. And anyway, Joe, with opening day right around the corner here, a lot of these teams are starting to put out their new foods. Have you seen this? Some of the pictures of some of the ballpark food
No.
here?
No. What do you have?
All right. So the Marlins do have something to do. We'll get to that in a second. But how about this one first? At Camden Yards, which is in Baltimore, they have a foot-long sausage. It says slathered in crab dip, corn, and fried green tomatoes.
Huh. I like Boog's barbecue there.
Okay.
It's big.
You also got, the Diamondbacks will have chicken parm subs, pork belly bacon. Does that do anything for you?
Yeah, I love bacon. I could eat bacon. Woody, could you eat bacon every day?
I do like bacon.
I love bacon,
man. It's a good food. Dodger Stadium, they are going they have the Japanese stars over there, Joe. So they will be having teriyaki glazed chicken, crispy chicken katsu sandwiches. So you got a couple of those kinds of items. The Marlins, meanwhile, Joe, teased these pull-apart sliders, sliced steak topped with provolone cheese, roasted peppers, and onions with a chili aioli on a pull-apart King's Hawaiian roll.
Oh, that sounds good. I love those sweet Hawaiian rolls. Oh, they're so good. They still got the Cuban sandwich up in the corner. I had a really good Cuban sandwich there a couple years ago.
But we'll be out there, man. We'll get out there and we'll eat some of the ballpark food. I did see some of the parks around the country are going to now start serving 2-foot-long hot dogs. So you shove one of those down your throat.
That's what I don't know what that'd do for the heartburn, man.
Probably not.
Literally, I'd give up hot dogs.
Be gagging on
the only thing I've had to give up, really, is, well, there's been a few things. But heartburn, for some reason, hot dogs at games, and I just not done well. Nothing worse than going home with heartburn after you've had, and the hot dogs and the beers just don't like each other. Hate each other. Hot dogs and beers for me don't like each other.
All right, and our last one here, Joe. You know, we like to cover everything, so nothing's off limits here, but this is a weird
Some
story.
Some things are.
Well, that's true, I suppose. So Scott Peterson, you know who the guy is, he's in jail for killing his pregnant wife. The whole story.
They're trying now. They're all trying
about
to come out
TV
and
shows
saying,
and stuff.
That's up in Northern California. That's okay. That's in the backyard there, where some of that stuff went down at the Berkeley Marina. Yeah.
So the headline of the article reads: pickleball pounding in prison, assaulted by opponent in yard altercation. So long story short, here, Joe, looks like there was a little bit of a pickleball game going on at what I assume to be a maximum security prison here.
Yeah,
because they're playing it everywhere.
Even in prison, yeah.
They're playing it everywhere. Yeah. And he says Peterson hit the ball directly at the other inmate, triggering the assault. We're told Peterson got beat up by the other prisoner, but his injuries were not serious enough to land him in the hospital.
Yeah. What prison do they have him in? Is he in Folsom?
It just says California State Prison.
I'm not sure where that one is.
Oh, Mule Creek State Prison, 40 miles southeast of your town of Sacramento.
Never heard of it.
Mule Creek.
And I hope I never do.
We'll have to ask Bo tomorrow if he knows about Mule Creek.
Yeah, yeah, write that one down. We'll see how he does with that. And he's a Bay Area guy.
It's probably close to Milpitas.
Bo's not Bo's got a little Sacramento in him. He's got family in Sacramento, but
so you don't know all the little towns in because it seems like there's a lot of little towns in your
well, there's
got
to be another one. I never heard of that. I've heard of every little town up there, especially
Mule
up north.
Creek.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Don't look it up now. I hate dead air. Go ahead. What else you got?
It's in a place called, is it Lone, L-O-N-E or I-O-N-E, California? That's where it is.
Okay.
Do you know that place?
No, I don't know where it is.
All right, well, that's it, by the way. That's all I got for you today. Looks like it's in a nice area in the mountains out here.
Just where you want your prison, in the, you know, up by the Sierra Nevadas.
Well, when you're out playing pickleball, you want a nice view, right?
I don't know. That guy sees trying to get out, though, and they're saying it messed up the story and the whole deal. And we've got 8 o'clock hour coming up here.
786 says my wife might enjoy that 2-foot hot dog. That's not nice.
What's wrong? Why would you read that? What? That's a sick person, man.
That's a hot dog, man. By the way, nothing better at a ball game than a hot dog, right? I'm serious.
Yeah.
They are good. Hey, I don't know if they put in them things, but they are good.
Whoever that guy was. You're a sick puppy, whoever sent that, man.
See, I told you, nothing's off limits.
No, it's like...
Another one says that was a different type of pickleball.
Oh, man. All right. I got a break here.
What's going on that they're playing pickleball over there, though? Seriously.
Playing pickleball everywhere, man. That sport is.
That's where I guess you want to go. This looks like a nice prison. 866 acres?
I don't know.
Annual operating budget of $157 million, more than the Marlins.
All right. Nobody cares, Woody.
Do they buy any players yet, or?
No, they got
still on a zero.
I wonder what Sandy Alcantara's thinking.
Did you see they put out the bobblehead schedule?
No. Anyway,
because I don't care what happens on the field, they did send out the bobblehead schedule.
Okay, I know.
We'll be there for those.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald, Dolphins columnist, going to join us next when we come back. First, though, I want to talk to you about Baptist Health South Florida, man. If you get hit and you get hurt, because people are getting injured playing pickleball these days, sure, it's nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. Baptist Health South Florida has put together an all-star team of specialists, of facilities to make sure you have a great experience and get you healthy back out playing the sports that you love the most, whether it's team sports or individual sports. Baptist Health is damn good. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go? I go, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, FIU, FAU, Miami Open. You'll see the doctors out there for the players that are playing in the tournament, men and women. And then all the top specialists they put together for the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. These guys are good, man. Been around a long, long time with great facilities, including 595 and Pine Island Implantation and Hard Rock Stadium right next to the practice facility. and, of course, the old original, Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. Let's get you healthy. Back out playing the sports you love the most.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.